Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And good Saturday morning and a happy National Dragonfly Day. Yeah, I've got some interesting facts about the old dragonfly to help you honor what really they're amazing insects. And by the way, Snake Doctor, are you up and listening? It's your day. More about that. Also, today is free fishing days. It's free to fish in Alabama all day today. Today and tomorrow in Louisiana. No licenses required. So this is designed for people who don't fish regularly and might want to give it a shot, but they don't want to make a commitment of buying a license. You get to try before you buy. So fish free today, Alabama, today and tomorrow in Louisiana. Well, it's finally official. The long-awaited new Louisiana redfish regulations are going into effect in less than 2 weeks. Thursday, June 20th, we'll remind you what those new regs are and ask you this question. Are you happy with the new regulations? Text your answer along with your fishing reports, your comments, your questions to our text line at 504-260-1870. We'll also get some live reports from our pro staff that's out there in the field on what's going to be a hot and not quite as muggy as it has been, but it's going to feel pretty hot out there, especially in the midday, so take all your summertime precautions. This morning, you're going to be witnessing a first in our Bad Boy the Outdoor episodes. It's not a bad boy. Well, it kind of is an associate bad boy in the story. And it's not a bad woman or a bad girl, but it has a woman's name. Can you guess who it is? Stay with us and you'll find out. Also, where and how can you get the freshest seafood right from the boat into your ice chest? We'll tell you about an event going on in Delacroix Island a little bit later on this morning. Grab your ice chest and get ready if you're in the mood for some really good fresh seafood. And if you're into duck calling, decoy carving, and collecting, we've got the perfect way to spend your weekend. It's the Cajun Heritage Festival, and it's going on in La Rose, Louisiana. We'll be talking to the director, Robbie Mathern, a little bit later on. Looking at your coastal marine forecast, besides being very hot, we're talking mid to maybe even upper 90s. If you're headed offshore, you got dreamlike conditions. East winds, 5 to 10 knots, 1 foot sea. How about that? On the interior lakes and bays, smooth conditions because you'll find an east wind at only 5 knots. Tomorrow it changes a little bit. Southwest and west winds variable out offshore, but still light, only 5 knots, a foot sea. And on the interior lakes and bays, west and then moving around eventually to southeast by late tomorrow, 5 knots, and again, some smooth conditions. A lot of tide water moving. 1.7 is your average tide. The Mississippi River is at 11.5 and holding steady. All right, are you ready for a few dragonfly facts? I put some together here and wanted to pass them along so that we can honor the dragonfly. Now, when I was a kid, well, even these days, we called them mosquito hawks because that's pretty much their diet, and thank God we got them. But dragonflies, comparison to most other insects, they really are great flyers. And the average, your average dragonfly, your garden variety dragonfly, has the ability to fly like a helicopter. They can stay in place. They can fly up. They can fly down. They can go forward. I don't think I've ever seen one flying backwards, but they can stay perfectly level. They're extremely fast. In fact, I don't know how they did this, but they documented top speed of a dragonfly, 35 miles per hour. Their flying skills help them catch food for survival, because if a dragonfly can't fly, it does not survive. And there is a term that they call the snake doctor. We've got a listener, and he goes by that handle. And if you've ever heard that before, let me know. And if you know what the meaning is, why they're called a snake doctor. It's the Day of the Dragonfly, and you're listening to it here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
And one of our check-in spots on Saturday mornings is Campo's Marina down at Shell Beach, and Robbie Campo joins us now. And Robbie, looks like the stage is set for a good day to get out and fish if you can withstand a little bit of heat if you're not out there too long in the middle of the day. But, man, conditions look right. How's it been down there?
Well, you know, Don, earlier in the week, we had you know, the beginning of the week was great. We got some wind, we got some weather in the middle of the week to kind of screw things up a little bit. But the latter part of the week was yesterday. I mean, it was just a beautiful day yesterday. Guys got out, got in the sound. You know, we're big tide ranges right now, so these guys got out in the sound. They smoked these fish out there yesterday, out there around that central oil field out there. They caught some fish by the islands. They even caught fish along the Long Rocks. So I think this morning, But this morning we have a northeast wind blowing about maybe 5, 6, maybe 7 miles an hour. So that might change things a little bit. I wasn't expecting a northeast wind this morning, to tell you the truth, but it is blowing, and nevertheless it is blowing. So not bad, not bad. I still think you can get out there and get it done. A lot of complaining about Don, a lot of complaining about 12 7/8, 12 3/4 inch trout.
Yeah.
Look, you know, and I say this, and I feel like I'm beating a dead horse when I say this, but you know, water temperatures are getting up there, and I repeat myself every year at this time. And you know, Gulf temperatures are hotter, ocean temperatures are hotter, so it's going to make sound temperatures a little bit hotter also. Your bigger fish are going to be down deeper. Please, people, if you want to catch bigger fish, listen to what I'm telling you. I watch what these guys got on their poles when they come in. I don't say anything to them, but I know what they're fishing with. They all fishing fly corks. Learn, it's an effective tool at this time of year, especially water temperatures getting in the high 70s, low 80s. You know, bigger fish want to be just like me and you. They want to be in air condition. They go down to the bottom. That's where the air condition is. So, you know, these fish are not stupid. This is what they do to survive, and that's how they get to where they are. But the bigger fish are down deeper, and that's just the way it is. And the guys that are using these slide corks are, you know, they're doing it, man. They're out there, and they're smoking them down. So if you're fishing in 8, 9, 10 feet of water, you know, your bigger fish are going to be at the bottom. If you're still using that 3-foot pattern, switch it up. Try one or two poles with that slide cork on it and see if that doesn't work better for you. I know it's going to. I guarantee it's going to work for you, so do that. Plenty of redfish up in the marsh, Don. If you're fishing redfish, a slide cork's not going to do you any good. Go get up in that marsh with a, you know, 2.5, 3-foot leader and live shrimp and make it happen in the marsh. They got plenty of redfish. Limits are dropping on the 20th, as we all know. I guess everybody got that memo yesterday. I know I sure did, and that's all I heard about yesterday evening was, oh, they're dropping it. Well, you know, still pretty good. It still beats 3. So, you know, and a lot of people wanted 3. So, I mean, they compromised, got 4, so that's where it is. Like it or not, that's where it is. That stage is set at 4. So, no bulls now, so 18 to 27. So we got things going on down here, Don. We got plenty of people out this morning. Live bait's holding up all right so far. So if you're coming down to fish St. Bernard Parish and you want to fish Shell Beach, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
There's also a little bonus going on down there if they want to go pick up some seafood off the boat. I know a lot of the fishermen are going to be gathered down there at that Delacroix Pavilion between 9 and 1 o'clock and selling it right off the boat. And Captain George Ricks told me yesterday they're going to provide free ice. So if somebody wants to fish and after their fishing trip, stop by and pick up some fresh crabs or, you know, if they didn't catch enough fish, you might be able to get some type of fish. You know, most of the fish now are game fish and you can't sell the fish fillets, but there's also going to be some really good deals on shrimp down there.
Yes, that is absolutely true. I was going to mention that next. You know, the seafood market down there in Delacroix is going to be rocking and rolling today. So you could come get your fish, you could go get you some shrimp and poor local fishermen, and you'd be doing a good deed.
You know, I think there's going to be more tiers over the new 18-inch minimum than there is over the 4-fish limit. You're only reducing it by 1 fish. But there's going to be some people that's going to be hard for them to take that 16 and to 17-inch redfish and turn him loose.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of crying about it yesterday, but nothing you can do about it. Yeah. Look, we don't make the laws, we just abide by them. So that's the way it is. I mean,
There's one more angle to this that I don't think people are recognizing. This is going to pretty much limit the record redfish from ever being broken. Because according to our Louisiana Outdoor Writer Association fish record rules, you can't take a picture and weigh a fish and enter that. You have to have the corpus delicti. You got to have the fish. It's got to be weighed on a state-inspected scale. It's got to be witnessed by 2 people, signed off on it. Biologist has to identify it. And you're not going to find a record fish under 27 inches. And now it's illegal to keep anything over 27 inches. So the current record, which is 61 and some chains, may be forever safe unless eventually someday they go back to allowing people to keep that one over 27.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely correct about that. But, you know, Don, I mean, look, it is what it is, and we're not going to change it no more. So, I mean, you know, wildlife does what wildlife does, and that's just the way it is. And there ain't no fixing that.
Nope. Well, people need to be aware of it. I'm sure you got it probably posted down there, and people are spreading the word. And with social media today, I'm sure everybody's going to get the word on it. The other thing is, you know, on the trout, releasing those little, 11 and 3/4 and 12 inch and 12 and a half, those fish, their mortality rate after they're caught and released is not very good. At least a redfish, you release a 16 to 18 inch redfish, you got a good chance of survival.
Well, you know, down by the long rocks, you know, you got Mr. Flipper, you know, porpoise yeah. flipping up and down the rocks there, and that usually doesn't work out too good for a juvenile speckled trout. that's like taking candy from the baby, you know, when you throw it back overboard. So and the handling the fish is bad enough, but you know, feeding to the porpoises is just something else.
Yeah. Well, we're working right now on some catch and release tips and advice for people in light of these new regulations, and that should be hitting the TV shows pretty soon. And people just need to do what they can to keep the fish going, and hopefully one day they can expand the limits if the studies and the data warrant that there's enough fish to do that. But for now, there's still plenty of fish to catch, including don't pass up those white trout either. Remember the white trout.
No, that's going to make them a little bit more tasty, And everybody that turned their nose up to them before is not going to be turning their nose up to them now, I promise you.
You got that right. Robbie, we don't want to keep you anymore. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next Saturday.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, got some text messages in. If you want to shoot us one, 504-260-1870. Are you in full support of the new redfish regulations going into effect on the 20th? Have you heard about them? I'll be back to run them down completely. Robbie pretty much gave it to you. And is there one part of it or another that you like or dislike? We'd love to hear from you this morning. 504-260-1870. Get your text fingers woken up and done. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, in case you did not get the word, the new redfish regulations will go into effect on Thursday, June 20th. And here they are. From a 5-fish limit, which we have now, it will be reduced to 4 fish per day per person. Size limit now is minimum of 16-inch, maximum 27-inch with one over 27. That is changing. The lower end of the slot will be 18-inch. It's got to be at least 18 inches to keep it, and under 27. If it's over 27, no keeping any more bull redfish. A new aspect of this, too, is on charter boats, the captain and any deckhands or crew on boats while it's on a for-hire trip, they cannot keep their catch. Now, they're allowed to fish so they can demonstrate how to catch the fish, how to find the fish, make sure they're there, but they are not allowed to keep any redfish for themselves or for the customers on any boat. So there it is. Goes into effect on June 20th. What do you think about it? 504-260-1870. And some of the texts that are coming in. We're hearing from the Steel Man. In Grand Isle, he's got a shout-out to his largest crew ever headed down there at 18 men. Now, listen to these nicknames. Big Burr, Doc Bull, the whole Bull family. Doc Bull, T-Bull, J-Bull, Biddles, the Master Prepper, Snow Boots, Big Krem, Pro, Big Len, Little Trap, Mississippi, H-Dog, Butch Nasty, Headspace Jace, Thin Jimmy, and Padre Pio. I hadn't heard Padre Pio in a long time. Sounds like a witness protection plan, you know. I understand nicknames, and I bet there's a story behind each and every one of those nicknames, too. Sounds like a fun bunch to be with. Steelman, y'all have fun in Grand Isle, and give me a report how the trout are biting down there. All right, here's one. Hearing you today is like a bonus round after this past week. That's from The Worm. Yeah, I did some guest hosting on our flagship station all week, so... this is probably my fifth or sixth day in a row of being on the air. All right, we got Captain Ross L. He says the fish have been hungry, had a great week of fishing down there. His dad in the Dulac Fishing Club tournament today at the Mars Luquette Camp. He says go get them specs. Here's one that says, fish love dragonflies. Indeed they do. I'll tell you, some of the most calming and pleasant, quiet times I've had is sitting by the edge of the water, sometimes on my own pond, and watching late summer, those mosquito hawks, dragonflies, they actually get on the water and they kind of dip down. They hover and they deposit eggs in it. And while they're doing that, they're just a couple of inches off the top of the water. And every once in a while, a big old bass will just, you'll just hear this big blow up, and they'll come out and grab one of those dragonflies. I'm sure they're high protein for the fish. Old Man Sam says, skeeter hawks have been repairing those dead snakes for a long time. Yeah, they got the nickname of Snake Doctor. All right, we're hearing from Butch over at the Wycloski Bridge. He says there's plenty of boats heading down. Yeah, I can imagine. We get a good boat report from Butch. He watches every one that crosses that Wycloski Bridge. All right, here's one on the reduced limits. I wish the discussion about the reasons for the reduction, lost estuaries associated with coastal erosion, would be a part of the reduced limits. When will Louisiana address this? Well, it's been addressed. I'm not sure what the future of recovery is, but yeah, certainly that is a major factor. But as far as the fish managers, there's not much they can do about that, but they can do with regulations. All right, here's one from the wise guys. Want to know where the yellowfin are today? Well, I haven't. Let me see. Maybe I'll get a report. Maybe I'll check in with Darrell Carpenter. He kind of keeps tabs with some of the offshore guys, although he doesn't do it anymore. Yellowfin tuna season. It's been steady. I've been hearing quite a few.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
All right, in case you did not get the word, the new redfish regulations will go into effect on Thursday, June 20th, and here they are. From a 5-fish limit, which we have now, it will be reduced to 4 fish per day per person. Size limit now is minimum of 16-inch, maximum 27-inch with one over 27. That is changing. The lower end of the slot will be 18-inch. It's got to be at least 18 inches to keep it, and under 27. If it's over 27, no keeping any more bull redfish. A new aspect of this, too, is the on charter boats, the captain and any deckhands or crew on boats, while it's on a for-hire trip, they cannot keep their catch. Now, they're allowed to fish so they can demonstrate how to catch the fish, how to find the fish, make sure they're there, but they are not allowed to keep any redfish for themselves or for the customers on any boat. So there it is. Goes into effect on June 20th. What do you think about it? 504-260-1870. And some of the texts that are coming in. Now, we're hearing from the Steel Man. In Grand Isle, he's got a shout-out to his largest crew ever headed down there at 18 men. Now, listen to these nicknames. Big Burr, Doc Bull, the whole Bull family. Doc Bull, T-Bull, J-Bull, Biddles, the Master Prepper, Snow Boots, Big Krem, Pro, Big Len, Little Trap, Mississippi, H-Dog, Butch Nasty, Headspace Jace, Thin Jimmy, and Padre Pio. I hadn't heard Padre Pio in a long time. Sounds like a witness protection plan, you know. I understand nicknames. And I bet there's a story behind each and every one of those nicknames, too. Sounds like a fun bunch to be with. Steelman, y'all have fun in Grand Isle and give me a report how the trout are biting down there. All right, here's one. Hearing you today is like a bonus round after this past week. That's from The Worm. Yeah, I did some guest hosting on our flagship station all week, so... this is probably my fifth or sixth day in a row of being on the air. All right, we got Captain Ross L. He says the fish have been hungry, had a great week of fishing down there. His dad in the Dulac Fishing Club tournament today at the Mars Luquette Camp. He says, go get them specs. Here's one that says, fish love dragonflies. Indeed they do. I tell you, some of the most calming and pleasant, quiet times I've had is sitting by the edge of the water, sometimes on my own pond, and watching late summer, those mosquito hawks, dragonflies, they actually get on the water and they kind of dip down. They hover and they deposit eggs in it. And while they're doing that, they're just a couple of inches off the top of the water. And every once in a while, a big old bass will just, you'll just hear this big blow up, and they'll come out and grab one of those dragonflies. I'm sure they're high protein for the fish. Old Man Sam says, skeeter hawks have been repairing those dead snakes for a long time. Yeah, they got the nickname of Snake Doctor. All right, we're hearing from Butch over at the Wycloski Bridge. He says, there's plenty of boats heading down. Yeah, I can imagine. We get a good boat report from Butch. He watches everyone that crosses that Wycloski Bridge. All right, here's one on the reduced limits. I wish the discussion about the reasons for the reduction, lost estuaries associated with coastal erosion, would be a part of the reduced limits. When will Louisiana address this? Well, it's been addressed. I'm not sure what the future of recovery is. But, yeah, certainly that is a major factor. But as far as the fish managers, there's not much they can do about that, but they can do with regulations. All right, here's one from the Wise Guys. Want to know where the yellowfin are today? Well, I haven't. Let me see. Maybe I'll get a report. Maybe I'll check in with Darryl Carpenter. He kind of keeps tabs with some of the offshore guys, although he doesn't do it anymore. Yellowfin tuna season. It's been steady. I've been hearing quite a few caught. All right. We got some more texts coming in. We welcome yours at 504-260-1870. When I come back after this break, in honor of National Dragonfly Day, and you call them skeeter hawks or dragonflies, it's their day today. Got some interesting facts about dragonflies. We'll share that with you. Got more fishing reports coming your way. And we're going to talk to Mitch Jurisich. You know, he's got a bullfrog bash. Bullfrog season reopened June 1st. You know, it's closed in Louisiana April and May. And, well, I had a couple of guys didn't quite get the memo. They might be our bad boys next week. But But frogs, you can go get them and keep them. And I had some frogs, fried frogs last week. Pretty doggone good. All right, back with this reports and all the stuff you and I love to talk about right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we have a request for reports on yellowfin tuna. Anybody got any reports on where some of the big ones are? We pass that along. You can just text it to me at 504-260-1870. I see we got Shane Bellinger and his daughter Avery out there fishing for redfish in a fishing rodeo. Good luck to you. My friend the Backstrap Stacker over in Alabama. Guess where he is? He's down in South Florida for a missions trip with a youth group from the church. They're also doing a little bit of fishing, catching a few snook and some peacock bass. Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun. And we get an update from our friend the Steel Man on his Grand Isle report with his big group down there. The birds are working consistently. Keep bouncing until you find the keeper trout. We did well Wednesday and yesterday. Live shrimp or artificial. Either way, you can go. All right, here's one that says, your story about the bass and the dragonfly. I've seen bass come a foot out of the water and catch them. It's a sight. That's from TW. You're absolutely right, TW. That's a good way to spend a summer afternoon or day. Just sit by any pond when you see those dragonflies bouncing along the water, and if there's bass in there, eventually they're down there looking, got their eyes pointed up, and they do. Sometimes they'll come completely out of the water to make a grab on them. And here's the question, why is the dragonfly called the snake doctor? I'm not real sure about that. Maybe somebody can explain it, but we've got a listener, and his moniker is Snake Doctor. And if he's listening, maybe he can tell us why they call him the snake doctor. All right, right after this quick 10-second pause, I got some more statistics and data to tell you about dragonflies. Pretty interesting. It's their day. It's National Dragonfly Day. And we'll be back to do that. But first, we pause a quick 10 seconds to let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And here's some interesting dragonfly facts, okay? Most adult dragonflies live for only a few weeks, but some do live up to a year. And here's one that's really amazing. The average dragonfly has nearly 30,000 eye facets. In fact, they have 360-degree vision, including the ability to see behind them. Dragonflies help control the mosquito population. They can eat up to 100 mosquitoes per day. That's why, kids, we used to call them mosquito hawks. Dragonflies can live in the winter, but if you see them then, they're normally small and kind of stumpy in size. Dragonflies use their feet to catch their food. Well, what a design. Mother Nature's design. Think can fly 35 miles an hour, up, down, hover in place, see 360 degrees. It sounds like some kind of a stealth bomber or something. And they can live underwater for years. Now, that's the deal. They lay the eggs in the water, and they hatch, and they become a nymph. And then at some point, kind of like when the caterpillar changes into the moth, the nymph will crawl out of the water on a blade of grass, a leaf, or a stick, and it will actually hatch open, and the dragonfly will emerge and fly off. What an incredible creature. Now, one thing that I didn't find, but I know from personal experience about dragonflies, they will bite you like a dog. If you don't believe it, try them. And I know when we were kids, we used to catch them, and they're not easy to catch. And what we used was a method called hypnotizing. Have you ever used hypnosis to catch a dragonfly? You take your index finger and you twirl it around in a circle. And you start it off far away from a mosquito hawk that's at rest. And you gradually move closer. And he's watching that finger move constantly. And you take your other hand and come up from the backside of him, although he's got 360-degree vision. And if he doesn't spot you, you can kind of pinch those wings and grab them. And we used to keep them and let them go. And, we used to have a lot of fun in nature. But that was before cell phones and iPads. That's the kind of stuff we kids did. All right, let's see. We got some more texts coming in. Here's a good morning from a listener in Ohio. I used to ride on the Levee Trail in Jefferson Parish, and inevitably a few dragonfly friends would fly with me for those miles. It was awesome company. All right, we got our buddy Wingbone, the artist who designs wingbone calls for turkey hunting from Turkey Wings. No fishing for him today. There'll be another day. Hope you can go get him. All right, don't forget, we mentioned this with Robbie, the St. Bernard Seafood Market is going to be open today. It's not a business. This is a public pier. It's a pavilion on Delacroix on the bayou. They're going to open it up at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and there will be commercial fishermen bringing their products there by boat. They'll have boatloads of crabs and shrimp and some other delicacies there, and you're welcome to come down there. Bring your ice chest. They'll give you free ice. Make your purchase right there from the boat. No middleman, and guaranteed to get the freshest, if not some of the least expensive fish available. All right, want to remind you a couple of things going on. The big star tournament for the Louisiana and Mississippi, both of the Coastal Conservation Associations, are underway. You might recall that we talked with Mickey Lagasse, who is the executive director of the Mississippi CCA, about the Junior Jubilee Kids Fishing Rodeo. It's going on summer long, just like the star. It opened up on the 25th of May, and you can fish through Labor Day weekend. That will be on September the 2nd. It's absolutely free for kids. They're giving about $40,000 in prizes away. There's species like speckled trout, flounder, redfish, puppy drum, sheephead, white trout, croaker, and channel mullet. There's categories for that. There's three different age categories for each. 3 to 6, which is pretty young fishermen, 7 to 11, and 12 to 15. It's free tournament registration, free awards, banquet attendance, and each kid gets a CCA youth membership with all the benefits. Want more information and details? Go to cca.ms, and it's all right there for you. All right, coming back after this, we're going to take a ride down to Delta Marina, talk to Mitch Juricic. He's got a bullfrog bash coming up. We're going to talk about that. He'll give us some fishing report information and lots of other stuff about what's going on in Plaquemines Parish right after this pause, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Tom Dubuque, Radio Network. And we are joined this morning by Mitch Juricic. Been a while since we talked to Mitch down at the Delta Marina. And, Mitch, you got to catch us up on what's been going on down there in the Ponderosa and the bait shop and the fishermen and the snapper season's open and bullfrog's going to be jumping down it. Catch us up.
Yes, sir. No, we I've been a little bit out of pocket recently. I had a little shoulder replacement surgery that went kind of south on me a little bit, so I've been out of pocket. Didn't even get a chance to shoot me a turkey.
Ooh.
But to get to the dragonflies for a second, so they eat with their legs. I guess that means they don't have any arms, right?
They don't need any arms.
They don't need arms.
Their wings are their arms.
If I had to rely on my feet to feed myself, I'd be a solvent son of a gun, I can tell you that.
Yeah, me too. They get it done, though.
That's right. Now, the fishing, all depends on the wind. The trout are there. The river's still up. We got, the salinities are way down, and I don't like that this time of year because of the fact, we're getting in the spawning season and we need those salinities to rise a little bit. But a buddy of mine from Wisconsin sent me a picture. He's got 3 feet before he gets water in his house again, so I guess mm-hmm. we'll be dealing with that. But the red fishing has been on fire both east and west of the river. We've been getting some good catches coming in from the charter guides. And today we actually have our second annual President's Cup fishing rodeo. It's a little one-day thing, first place only, children and adult divisions. Mostly inshore, the offshore species, a snapper, mangrove snapper, and lemon fish. So, hopefully we get some fishermen offshore. It's a really beautiful morning. Finally, the wind has laid down, and hopefully they can get out there and just have a great day today. And, yes, we do have our bullfrog bash June 22nd. We're going to go ahead and have our third annual bullfrog bash where the frogs will be hopping and everything will be, hopefully a great day for that as well. We're looking forward to it. We've been rolling along. Things have been really, really steady. We have been just selling the heck out of those charcoaled oysters out of the Ponderosa as well as all our other stuff. We're doing pretty well down here, Don. People have finally found us. We have a lot of those workers at the LNG plant that have found us as well, and they're coming down. They're buying fishing poles. I can't keep fishing poles in stock. they don't care what they catch. They just want to go sit on a bank somewhere and reel something in. And it's, we have this unique situation at the marina. The bull drum seem to be, they just hang around our dock And, I mean, you could catch 30-pound bull drum off our dock all day long, and they just love reeling those things in. You know, they're not very edible, but, you know, they just love yanking on some. So it's been really good. I mean, I'm here this morning. We're extremely busy, you know, and it's good to see it. We have, you know, trailers actually having to park on the shipyard because our parking lot is full. I mean, we're looking forward to a great day today, a great tournament, a little fishing fun, and, you know, let the kids come down. And I mean, it's really, really going well for us.
Can you give me any updates on yellowfin tuna fishing? I had a listener asking about.
Yes, sir. I was offshore last week. My boat's fishing this weekend as well. I'm just not on it. But last weekend we had a really good tournament. We released three blue marlin and a white marlin and caught two yellowfin tuna and saw loads of yellowfins. I mean, you know, you go really close off the mouth of the river, 989, Elf, 109, all of those areas are just loaded with yellowfin tuna right now. We were in Green Canyon, and, I mean, it was unlimited amounts of yellowfin all over, you know, all in the 40, 50-pound range. Perfect catching size. You know, you don't want to wear yourself out too long. But you know, it's a lot of yellowfin tuna out there. But they're closer in. I think they're following the bait. You know, they're hanging in close with the bait coming from inshore, and it's really, really been good. I've seen, you know, all the charter guides out of Venice. Swordfish, too, as well. I mean, swordfishing is on fire. Some of these boats catching as many as 2 to 3 a day. So it's been really good.
Yes, it is. And Red Snapper, do you still have charter boats operating out of the marina for people that want to bring a group down?
Yes, I still have the good old Cougar. It's still home.
Very good.
He's still at his home port in Empire, and yes, he's running snapper trips, and, you know, he's not really super booked up, so if people want to get in touch with him, you know, call Delta Blue Charters. He's available. You call the marina at 504-657-5116 to get that information if needed. But, yes, and it's nice to have the good old Cougar still running out of here. It just reminds you of the old days. You know, you talked about cell phones and stuff. You know, dragonflies. Yeah, we used to catch dragonflies. We always had a little net. You know, we chased every bug in the bush back in the day. So. Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Now, people that want to sign up for the Bullfrog Bash, do they need to come pick up the registration form, or are you taking them over the phone or internet?
We'll take them over the phone. You know, I don't know about the internet much. I'm still, you know, I'm one of them old schoolers. I didn't have the cell phone when I grew up, so the internet for me is a little bit difficult. But, yeah, you could call in. We have forms available at the marina. And I'm going to tell you, that's really a truly unique event. You know, I mean, it gets people going, and you got frogs jumping everywhere. And don't forget those good old frog legs. They are delicious. So, you know,
yes, they are.
That's always a bonus. I always wind up with frogs. And it's just like people say, you want them? I said, nah, not really, but I'll take them if you don't. You know, but you know I really want them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what is it, the heaviest stringer? Is that how it goes?
It goes the largest frog, the heaviest frog, the longest frog, and we go by count. You know, how many, the numbers. So, and they have to all be alive. That's one of the things, because I don't want you out there all week long catching frogs and come in with a bunch of dead frogs. So if he's not hopping, he don't count. You know?
Got it. All right, all sounds good. Y'all having a great time. Fishing's on. Conditions are good. It doesn't get much better than that. Take care of that shoulder. I've been there and done that, Mitch, and it'll come back.
I will.
All right,
buddy. Yeah, I'm back. All right, Don. Look, great talking to you, and let's stay in touch, and I'll keep you informed, all right?
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right, that's Mitch Jurisich. Delta Marina is where you're going to find him. All right, I got some more text messages. We also got Daryl Carpenter coming up. In fact, I'm getting people sending me videos of fish caught in Grand Isle. It has been on down there. We'll get to Daryl and get his full report next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I'm getting some videos sent in. This one from Grand Isle from a fisherman named Austin. He used Lemonhead Matrix, 15 trout and a flounder yesterday. He opened up his ice chest in the video. And had some nice trout in there. I'm talking some probably 16, 17 inches or better. Hard to tell when you're looking down in an ice chest on video, but he also had a bonus flounder in there. And then I got a picture from the guy I'm going to talk to in just a minute, Daryl Carpenter. Beautiful shot of an early morning or late evening. Not sure which it was, but a boat with birds flocking all around and a very ominous tail to a cloud up there. Daryl, did that thing turn into anything serious, like a water spout?
No, Don, that was it. Well, I took the picture. I sent it to you as soon as I took it. That's this morning. We've We got no line of clouds. Looks like it's going to produce a little bit of rain, but yeah, that waterfowl started dancing around a little bit. I said, oh, that's kind of cute, huh?
So it's
chasing
birds. That's what you're doing?
Oh no, sir, no sir. That was just birds. You know, that's we've got already this morning probably 6 or 7 boats around us. So I mean, it's Saturday on Grand Isle, so it's community fishing this morning. Yeah. But yeah, your reports and what you're seeing is 100% accurate. We finally got some calm weather. Don, we fished multiple boats yesterday, and the boat that I had with me literally, at one point they ripped the plastic off of the jig head, and he was throwing an empty jig head, and we were catching 18-inch trout. I literally had people come to me yesterday that were on that trip and said, man, it's the most ballistic thing I've ever seen. You know, I've never seen a trout bite like that. And this morning it looks like the gaff tops are really, really thick. We haven't found the keepers just yet. A lot of throwbacks, feeding a lot of dolphins, but hey, I'm in the same spot I was yesterday, and it produced 45 trout, you know, by 7 o'clock in the morning. So sooner or later it's gonna turn back on.
Yeah, sometimes the moon, the sun, the stars, the tide, everything comes together, and I think this is one of those kind of weekends, you know, light winds, strong tidal range, it's the right time of the year, salinities are good, particularly down there in Grand Isle, so I don't see any reason why you won't find those trout again. With regard to the redfish, what's the buzz down on the island about the change coming on the 20th?
It broke yesterday, and you know, you got some that aren't happy with it. You got some that, like myself, at least I'm happy with it. We're not going to be fooling with those bulls much anymore. It's grumbling. It's just like when they dropped the trout to 15. There was a lot of grumbling when it first started, but people are going to work their way and get used to it. And hopefully, you know, it'll do what it was meant to do. And in a few years, maybe we'll see things go back to normal. You know, we were a little bit more involved in the trout regulations, and, you know, we got it labeled a rebuilding plan. You had some national organizations come in and try to influence the redfish plan. We weren't able to get it labeled as a rebuilding plan. So there's no benchmark to meet going forward. But hopefully we'll meet benchmarks with the trout, and before you know it, we're going to be back to 25. And the last few days, I don't see any reason not to be.
Yeah, well, you know, they're talking about the redfish hatchery online and bringing that in, and maybe that'll help augment the population by putting in some redfish there, you know, to kind of make it a wash because we're losing so much coastline. Well, Darrell, I'm glad y'all got it all going on down there, and people that happen to be fishing this weekend in Grand Isle, they're pretty lucky down there to catch these kind of conditions.
Don, look, it's everywhere, and even with that weather we had, we were surprised that the water cleaned up enough to let it be done, but the water's not – it ain't perfect, but it's not dirty. And, man, fish were caught everywhere yesterday.
Are you using live shrimp or artificials or both?
Well, you see, that's another thing. I left yesterday. When I got on the spot yesterday, I had 3 guys fishing live shrimp and 1 guy fishing plastic under a cork. The guy with plastic under a cork had 5 in the boat before the live shrimp got the first bite. So we switched everybody to plastic. I left with 150 live shrimp. I went home with 136 live shrimp.
Wow. Yeah, that's great when it goes like that. And then, as you mentioned, sometimes you can just throw the hook out there when you get them in a good frenzy, and they'll bite a bare hook. That's when the bite is really on and the fishing is great. Well, Darrell, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and get in on some of this fishing, tell them how to reach you.
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can go to RealScreamers.com, or they can pick up the phone and 225-937-6288. And that cloud's putting out another water spout a little bit bigger.
Yeah. How did those folks you're fishing with today find out about you? Did you ask them?
This is actually a referral. I think this is what y'all's third day on the water. Yeah, this is their third day on the water, and some boats didn't have room for them, so we're sharing them.
That's the way to do it. Good cooperation. Darrell, thanks for the report. Y'all go ahead and get them, and hopefully
I might have lost you, Don. Have a good morning if you can hear me.
Yes, sir. I hear you. All right. See you later. Captain Darrell Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right. When we come back, I'm going to tell you give you a little preview of what's coming up on Bayou Wild TV, some Tigers in the Wild episodes. Got more fishing reports, and we're going to talk about the Cajun Heritage Festival. If you're a duck caller or a duck decoy carver or collector, you'll want to listen in on that. We'll be back to do it right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.